against the Cowboys, especially when there might be a chance that the Cowboys are going to get back Micah Parsons or Deron Bland?
I am not worried about one of them. Micah Parsons worries me more. I think Micah Parsons is an elite player in the NFL and healthy. He worries. Deron Bland's a good player. He's not elite to me. I don't. I see Micah Parsons as an elite pass rusher and at a speed guy off the edge at times. That does worry me because that's something, you know, Caleb has been banged up over the last, what, 2 or 3 weeks. And traditionally, speed rushers give him a little bit of trouble. All of that said, I think McGarry might be having his best season. Knock on wood, Dylan. Run over, knock on wood.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, recently, Caleb McGarry has, you can tell he's not at full health, but in pass protection, he's actually looked really good. His hands have looked really good. He's got tight hands, good punch. He's hitting guys in the chest. Now, a lot of that has probably a little bit to do with some of the rushers he's faced. But I would be curious. I think the thing for me is if we were to face a Parsons, which I don't think we will, but if we were to face a Parsons, how would the game plan be different than when we faced T.J. Watt in week one? Because it's very obvious, and we talked about it till we're blue in the face, the week one game plan was not ready for that. And I think that there were some lessons learned on all sides, coordinator, coaches, quarterback, tackle, offense, whatever it is. So I would be curious to see what the game plan would look like for that. But I'm with you. I think Caleb McGarry, even less than 100%, has had one of his best stretches of his career here recently. He's playing good football.
Cowboys are 3-4 now on the season, and it's been a lot of ups and downs for their team. What kind of team are they going to get? Are we going to get when they face the Falcons on Sunday? Here's Coach Raheem Morris when he joined our Dukes and Bell.
That's what the growth mindset is all about, right? You have those losses versus Seattle, and you better take those things and learn those lessons. I think I said a couple weeks ago, every loss you've ever had, you get a lesson from. And we better take that lesson from Seattle and apply it to this week, right? Come out ready to go, fired up, not holding it. You can get humbled in this league really quick.
Sure.
Right. And,
sure.
And we all know that. Like, and this is Dallas Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and guys that play at a high level all the time. And if you think any otherwise, you're fooling yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's a Dak Prescott believer, a CeeDee Lamb believer. And the thing is, I think Dak Prescott's really good, and I've been a Dak Prescott fan, and it seems like there's a game coming at some point this year where he goes off. I just don't want it to be this weekend, right? I just hope that it's not Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You don't want to be this weekend. I mean, I'm a Dak guy, too. I think Dak is I am at the point now where I am sick of the Dak hate, and I hear a lot of people do it. It's easy to knock him because he's the Cowboys quarterback. They haven't had success in the playoffs, but there's a lot of teams in the league that you don't think Indianapolis wouldn't take Dak Prescott? Is the stability that Dak Prescott's had over the last 8-9 years? I mean, there's a lot of teams. Cleveland, there's a lot of teams that would take a Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a lot of guys are built like me and Dak, Dylan.